Welcome to the good stuff. You know, I've learned that just one person saying to me, "You've made my day," makes my day.
You're right.
Isn't that a nice way to start things off?
That is. That's a great way to start things off. Another great way to start things off for the good stuff is let's talk ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds great, and it'll fit perfect. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Matter of fact, it's a great Father's Day gift.
Do you know where the first in the Northern Hemisphere of a Quiet Trails International designation would be at?
I don't have a clue, Mike.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's right here in north central Nebraska, in Cherry County, and in the Valentine area. Yep, the Niobrara River. Not only is it a national scenic river where about 100,000 people a year come to visit, if you haven't been here yet, you need to check out things with one of our great outfitters. And you can find out more information about the Valentine area from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board at visitvalentine.org. Here's something today, My Dad's Hands by David Kettler. Bedtime came, we were settling down. I was holding one of my lads. As I grasped him so tight, I saw a strange sight. My hands, they looked like my dad's. I remember them well, those old gnarled hooks. There was always a cracked nail or two. And thanks to a hammer that strayed from its mark, his thumb was a beautiful blue. They were rough, I remember, incredibly tough, as strong as a carpenter's vise. But holding a scared little boy at night, they seemed to me awfully nice. The sight of those hands, how impressive it was in the eyes of this little boy. Other dad's hands were cleaner, it seemed, the effects of their office employ. I gave little thought in my formative years of the reason for my dad's raspy mitts. The love and the toil, the dirt and the oil, rusty plumbing, and gave those hands fits. Thinking back, misty-eyed, and thinking ahead, when one day my time is done, the torch of love in my own wrinkled hands will pass on to the hands of my son. I don't mind the bruises, the scars here and there, or the hammer that just seemed to slip. I want most of all, when my son takes my hand, to feel that love lies in the grip. And again, that's by David Kettler, in honor of Father's Day coming up Sunday, called My Dad's Hands.
Here's a piece that is actually anonymous. It's called It Can Be Done. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and took off his hat, and the first thing that he knew, he'd begun it. With the lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, if any doubt rose, he forbid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you one by one that dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle right in with a bit of a grin, then take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it.
There you go. Just get it done, right?
That's right.
Some enlightened perspective that we started the program with were sent in by Roderick Shad. A couple more of those. I've learned that when you're in love, it shows. And I've learned that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help him in some other way. So think about that. And I've learned that no matter how serious your life requires you to be, everyone needs a friend to act goofy with. So if you have something like that or something else that you'd like to share with us on the good stuff, you send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at that in one of these days. It might pop up here on the airwaves of your local radio stations like KWIR, 1260 AM Country in Winter, South Dakota, or at KDLO FM in Watertown, South Dakota. So keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.